ओम शांति एंड गुड इवनिंग एंड वेरी 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 बिग वार्म वेलकम टू योर बिग होम. मे आई आस्क दैट सेकेंड रो कैन कम इन दिस सर्कल सो यू विल बी ऑल टुगेदर. इफ द लेट कमर्स दे विल गो देयर. ओ यू आर टुगेदर फॉर ट्रांसलेशन. ओके ओके. So this is the session going to be more reflective and interactive. So for take us on that journey, we have Sister Anita with us. So Sister Anita is with Baba from past around 20 years. And she's serving in Madhuban from around 14 years. So she took a, she's basically from Poland. But she took her took Baba's knowledge in Japan, Hong Kong. Sorry, I just mean to say it's other end of the world. And she was been serving as a low kick job in a Philips, and with Baba's service, she helped with the many big projects. As you see, we have that India One, the solar energy. So she was also helping with that big project as well. And nowadays she's the responsible or the serving Baba services for Poland and some other countries. She will go a bit more on that. But special thing is about she have a very beautiful way to convey Baba's knowledge and get deeper with different ways. So she will share some of the things like that and journaling. So we welcome Sister Anita with us with one waving with hand. And I'll hand over now to Sister Anita to take us on next journey.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Shri Rambai, thank you very much for this. But yes, I'm very happy to be with you here. And first of all, I would like to congratulate you from the bottom of my heart. I think this is one of the most beautiful things that can happen to a soul. You know, like Baba says, there are three best things in the whole world. Baba, Murli, and Madhuban. So you achieved all of that. Congratulations. Because I think it's a great, great fortune to be able to do it. And it is your fortune, and it is your effort. Because it takes a great deal of recognition. You have to recognize Baba, Love Murli, and recognize the importance of time and place that you decided to come here. And it takes a lot of courage for sure to do it. And many of you came from so far away, from Brazil and other countries. We will get to know each other later. A lot of courage, a lot of determination, a lot of love for Baba and for the self. So really congratulations, and I'm sure you will enjoy your stay here and you will take a great deal of benefit. Because you came for that here, and Baba will reward you. You did so much effort and now he will give you the return. Because Madhuban is a land of blessings, we say, is a land of tapasya, and is a land of transformation. And what is the foundation of transformation in our life? Today when I was going for Amrit Vela, I saw this huge, beautiful poster with Daddy Janki and the globe in the dining area. There is Daddy Janki, and there is globe in front of her, and she's sending Sakash. And there it's written very beautiful slogan, which I thought was very appropriate for us today. It says, "Godly love is the foundation of transformation." So I would say that Madhuban is actually a land of love and power. Power of love is here now. So wonderful, isn't it? And this power of love is magical. It's a magic. It makes impossible possible. Baba's love transforms us. But we need to cooperate. We need to make the effort, and then Baba will take us forward. But it's Baba's magic, Baba's love, that really is transforming us. And Madhuban is the most special, is the holiest, the purest land in this earth. This is the only place where God Himself used to come to meet His children in Sakar form or in Avyakt form. There is no other place in the whole universe where this meeting, as they say in English, in Hindi, Mela, would happen. So such a fortunate land. And we are so fortunate that we can be here. Because even now Baba is not coming in this way as He did before, still we can meet Him much easier here. Because it is His home and it is our confluence-aged home. And this is a place which is charged with a lot of energy. I'm sure you can feel how high energy it is. And it is transformational, so it means that different things can come out because we need to transform. So sometimes not so nice things will come up. So we can see and we can change with Baba's help. So no need to be afraid, but understand and always be with Baba. And then magic will happen. And Madhuban is also a place where there is power of yoga accumulated. Because very elevated souls have been living here since 1951. So very special place. And then there is one more speciality. The speciality is that, like we all are meeting, the global Baba's family, everyone comes here and we can meet. And we can be amazed how beautiful family it is. Such a variety, such a beautiful garden of Baba's flowers. And we all come here and we get to know each other so we can support each other also in our journey. So congratulations for realizing the importance and for making effort and for having such a great love so that you came here. So as it is the land of love and power, I would like you to reflect for a moment for yourselves. Since you came here, what kind of love have you experienced? Because this love can be manifested in so many different ways, starting from the smile of Madhuban Nivasis, right? Or wonderful care that we all feel, or even the food, you know, they care for everyone, all these different diets, which is not kind of normal for Bharat. They accommodate because of the love. And then, of course, the atmosphere and classes and yoga. So think for a moment for yourselves, what kind of love have you experienced since you came here? So is my English okay for you? Can you understand? Okay. Thank you. So let us take just a moment and think about love here. And then I think it's nice if we can get to know each other a little bit, because we are family, right? So maybe we can just introduce ourselves, but very briefly, with the name, from which country you came, and maybe one word, how you feel right now. What was your experience, but only in one word. Okay? So let's take a moment, we reflect, and then we will share. Thank you. Om Shanti. Do we need a mic, or we will just... Shall we go like this? Maybe it will be... Is it okay? We go one by one, it will be maybe easier. It's okay? You would like to start? Say your name, from where you came, and one word, how you feel. Three things. I would like only to say, like when we share in this way, we speak out these words, how we feel, it's very important, because words have power. Whatever we send to the environment, to the world, now it adds to the atmosphere. It creates the atmosphere. So whatever we say, it also is adding up already to this beautiful atmosphere. So it's very nice. Okay, thank you. And I'm Aneta, I'm from Poland, and fortune, like unlimited fortune, I always can feel. Thank you. So this session is about just another tool or method that Baba is giving us, so we can experience more of his love and more of everything what we have mentioned. Because Baba is merciful, so he tries different ways to awaken the soul, to heal it, to feel it, to make it complete. So journaling is just another way how we can progress on this spiritual path. And when I was preparing for this session, I thought, how can I speak about journaling if I don't do regular journaling? But then I remembered my beginning days, just like you. Actually, I went back like this 20 years ago, and I remember that journaling helped me a lot. Because, of course, there is Gyan, there is yoga, but journaling has some benefits that can be good to become lighter, to get more clarity, to get more insights, to go deeper, to get some answers, to get more love. So today we will experiment with different ways of journaling, okay? I thought maybe we can look at different methods, how we can journal means just to write down our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our memories, our realizations. And there are different ways to do it, so we can experiment with some, so that you can try, maybe you can explore some new ways, and then you can continue as you are here. Because Madhuban is the best way to start something, to sow the seed, to experiment with something. And for journaling, again, this is the best place that we can be in, because Madhuban is a very safe space. We don't have to be afraid. And also, in Madhuban, there is this loving atmosphere. So I think these two things support the process of journaling very well. Journaling? Writing down journal, like every day writing some thoughts, what is in my heart, in my mind. Okay. So when I remembered my time, when I came to Baba, a little bit like brother was saying, I had quite a high position in a corporate world. I had everything on physical level. I had very nice job, very interesting job. I lived in Hong Kong. I was responsible for Asia Pacific. I had very nice apartment. I was traveling all over the world. I had good money. I was recognized in my job, always getting promotions. So good, right? But something was missing. The soul was not happy because it didn't make sense for me. So I was confused. What to do? So I came, Baba found me somewhere in Hong Kong, which is a miracle itself. And then, because a lot of confusion in my mind, I was really not sure what to do. So I remember I started to write. So the first benefit of journaling is really to write whatever is in your mind or in your heart. So to empty your mind, your heart, so you become lighter. So you can see more clearly what is there and then what you can do. So I wrote whatever was there, and then this confusion became less and less. So then more space is created for something new, for the truth, for that what is beneficial. Because if you have such a clutter in your mind, nothing can be added anymore. So really the first thing is to unload, to kind of unburden yourself. So journaling is very good way to do it. And they call this kind of journaling in different ways. One is the stream of consciousness. So just allowing my thoughts to stream. No, just I write everything what is there without analyzing, without judging, without overthinking. I just write. And like this, what is here gets on the paper. Here I become more free. And what is nice in this exercise is also that it's like I become a detached observer. No, I see my handwriting, and then I can see what was written. So I can detach from that. So it also gives me space. So this is one thing that we will also exercise a little bit. So, yeah, I think we can start to do it now. But this journaling that we do is very special because we have Baba with us. I mean, in the Lokic world, this journaling is also very common or popular. But here we have Baba with us, so it becomes much more powerful, right? So I think what is powerful in our journaling is that whatever we do, we go back to the true self, to soul consciousness, and if we can connect with Baba, and if we do it with Baba, it will be much more powerful, right? So always it's nice to take a moment to withdraw, connect with Baba, and then start writing. So maybe we can just do it this way. So we'll have a little moment of reflection, and then we can write. I will guide you, okay? So just relax, sit back. So I'm aware of the time and space where I am. I'm aware of Madhuban. I can feel the loving atmosphere, and I know it's a safe space. So I take a deep breath in, I breathe in, and breathe out. One more time, breathe in, breathe out. So in the journey that I will go on, my body will be relaxed. I don't have to take care of my body. I will take care of myself. I become aware of myself. I can see the sparkling star in the middle of my forehead. As I become aware of this point of life, I can feel the energy that I am, the energy of peace. And I go within. I go to my inner space, my sacred space within. Within I'm peaceful, and I'm like a still pond, a lake. I'm very calm, I'm stable, I'm deep, and I'm silent. I'm silent. I am silent. And with one peaceful thought, I go beyond. The peaceful being, the point of light. I go above and I meet the one above. I meet my Baba. My Baba, he is the ocean of love. I can feel His love all around me and within me. His love opens my heart. I feel trust and acceptance. My Baba is the ocean of power. When I am with him, he gives me courage. He gives me strength to face whatever is in me, outside of me. I am not afraid to face what is within me because He is with me. He is the ocean of forgiveness. He knows me, He forgives me, He heals me, and He fills me with all virtues, all powers, so I can become complete again. Ocean of love, ocean of power, ocean of forgiveness. So I'm ready now to look at my heart and see what needs to be healed so I can become full again. So now let me take a paper. It can be my notebook or the paper that I got. And let me write whatever is there in my mind. Since I came here, or maybe before, whatever is there, let me just write. Without analyzing, without thinking. I don't need to worry about punctuation, about spelling. It is just for me. So I can become light. So I can see clearly what is there in me. So I can make space for the new. So let me just write for 2 minutes. Whatever I feel, whatever I think, let me put it on this paper. So let me just write. I allow all my thoughts and feelings just to flow on the paper. What do I feel right now? Is there anything I worry about? Is there any fear in me? Whatever is there, in my mind or in my heart, let me write it down. So let's have 2 minutes for this automatic free writing. So I can unload my mind and free my heart. Okay, Om Shanti. Slowly, slowly we can finish. This is really just to give you a taste what can be done. It's just the beginning, if you like this, so you can further explore it, right? So now please look at this, what you have written, and underline like 3 main words that you think are the most important for you right now. 3 things that are maybe, that are touching you the most right now. Maybe they are most important, maybe this is something what you need to do, maybe this is something what you have done. 3 words. Okay, Om Shanti. This practice is nice to be done whenever there is some confusion or some heaviness in the mind. Just put it on the paper and then see what it is. And then, like for example, by underlining the few points, you can ask yourself later on why it is important for you and what you can do with it. So this kind of practice many people do first thing in the morning, for example, just to start the day in a new way, fresh start. Or you can do it in the evening to go to bed and sleep more peacefully. But it's nice to do it, to unload, you know, to become free, and then to see in which direction you want to go. Do you do this kind of practice maybe? And you feel it's beneficial? Yes? Okay, so you just try, because authority, experience is the greatest authority, right? Very simple but very effective method to see the self more clear, to make space for something new, for the truth, for Baba. Okay, so this was like one short practice. This, they call it, as I said, stream of consciousness, or just free writing. Then another method that I would like to share with you is about reflective writing. So here we will have some reflective questions. So there will be some intention. So it's more intentional writing. And when we do intentional writing, then we can get more insights. We can go deeper into the theme, topic that we are writing about. So we can get deeper understanding. So this reflective writing helps me to get to know myself better, what is really below the surface. It helps me to get Baba, to get to know Baba better, because I go deeper and deeper. It helps me to get better idea what I can do next. So this is about reflective writing, and then there are, again, different ways to do it. Baba speaks about newness. So of course it is all very simple, but from different perspectives we look at the same thing. So this is what I would like to offer you now. It's called spiral writing. Do you know what spiral writing is? This is, I thought, very creative way. So we can also learn something new. So please take your piece of paper, the blank page. And in the center of the page, you can draw a point. Just draw a point in the center of the page, in the middle. And in this reflective question, I would like us to see the journey. We will create the journey. The journey will end in this point, inside the page, in the middle of the page. And the destination is pure heart. Because I think we all want to get to our pure heart. It can be anything else. But now, for the sake of this practice, let's say in the middle of this page, it's my pure heart. I can write, my pure heart is the destination. Okay? So what we will do, I will experience my journey from ordinary heart to pure heart. From ordinary consciousness, otherwise we can say, to soul consciousness. Okay? And how we will do it? We will do it by using this spiral writing method. Spiral writing is different than linear writing. So it actually opens more the right side of the brain. So it's more creative, more intuitive, more holistic. So something new to experience. And then we can go again deeper and we can see different interconnected things. Just a new exercise to get to know the self. And actually it's like a self-talk. It's like I speak to myself. Okay? So I will show you how to do it. So we have our heart in the middle of the page and we start writing on top of the page. And as we write, we turn the page. Okay? As I write, I turn and I go spirally to the middle. Okay? So like that. Is it clear? So we start from outside and we go inside in a spiral way by turning the page. Okay? You try, you will see how it's easy. But it's just different ways, so we can think in a more intuitive, creative way, holistic way. Is it new for you, or yes? Your story. So this will be your story. This is your story from before you came to Baba to where you want to get. So this is your story. Some of that will be the past story, and some of that may be the future story, because maybe we still have to do something to get to this pure heart. No problem. No, you just write whatever you think. It's also like automatic writing. So for example, I start, okay, now Baba, I decided to meditate. So let me remember, I remember the time before I came to Baba. How I was feeling? What were my feelings like? And then what happened as I came to Baba? How I started to change? How I got into relationship with Baba? You just describe your story. How you felt from the moment, for example, you met Baba. Before, when you met Baba, and now. And what do you think you still need to do to get to this pure heart? Okay? You just write in this direction whatever comes to your mind. Okay? So we can start and then we see how it goes. Okay? Yes. So we'll have also like 2 minutes. And sometimes when we write in this way, some things can be more important. We can even write with capital letters. Some are less important. We write with small letters. But we keep writing, okay? In an automatic way, without thinking, without analyzing again. From outside, we go inside to the essence, to my pure heart, my journey to the pure heart. You start from the moment when you realized you want to change, why, how you were feeling at that time, then how it was when you met Baba, how you started to feel, how you started to change. Just write your story. Let's try, okay? 2 minutes. Om Shanti. It takes maybe some practice, but I thought this practice really opens my mind and my heart, and is quite a creative way to see what is there at the end. So anyone managed to do this practice now? You, I think you did nice journey, right?
The earlier one that you asked to write, the linear one, and I had few things in my mind because I just got up and came for the class, and it really helped. I mean, after writing, I really felt like really light and feels like it's a good therapy. Like whatever was inside, I could write it, and then I felt lighter. It's quite good. I'm still writing, but yeah. But I can completely relate when you are saying that it makes you feel lighter and opens the blockages in your brain, and sometimes that do not allow you to connect completely with Baba. So I can relate to it. Yeah, I feel this session is really for me. Thanks.
I think this is the perfect session for me to really get started in this path in Madhavan. So, because I've been able to write from the very beginning when I stepped in, when I actually knew Baba.
Yes.
And how I was being a bit lazy, slack behind. But then all of a sudden Baba gave me the realization and we got another golden opportunity, like the second golden opportunity. I started working again on my Srimad and everything, following Baba's path and everything, and finally made it to Madhavan today. And I feel, as I said earlier, I feel the luckiest, and I could write everything. And I'm looking at this right now.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like, oh wow, this has been a long journey, 14 years, but I finally made it here.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay. You just try. You see, everyone has different ways to learn, to experience. It's just an offer with Baba to do it. Okay, so let's finish this with a moment of silence. And you just reflect for yourselves what you experience, what you can take from this things, what we have done so far. And then we'll go further, okay? Today a magic happened. Just I will share with you. I was thinking that it would be so wonderful if you receive a beautiful blessing from Baba. But I was not sure from where to take this beautiful blessing. Then I walked out from the class and I met one sister. And she said, oh, so nice to meet you. I have something for you. I said, okay. And then she took out the most beautiful blessings with virtues, exactly what I thought would be useful. I really couldn't believe it. And she said, yes, it's for you, it's for your service. And I say, ah, this is exactly what I needed. I mean, I thought And I told her that we are going to have this session, and she said, yes, yesterday I saw all the first timers, they were so beautiful, I also wanted them to get something from Baba, like this. It was magic, ne? So please take this, very special for you only. Thank you, Baba, really. And then I thought we can have another reflection. Because we receive so many blessings. It's a land of blessing, Madhuban. You have already received some of them, right? So what do we do with these blessings? We get them, we read, we thought, wow, so good, so beautiful, wow. And then what do? We imbibe, but we put aside and we forget maybe. This is an opportunity to use these blessings maybe more in a practical way. Let us see. So please read your blessing in silence. And take it, because it is you, right? Baba knows what to give you. Take it, imbibe it. Okay, and now, because we are in the journaling session, please take your piece of paper and your pen. And now another reflective practice is like that. So take a moment and think about current situation, maybe some challenging situation, a problem you have. Okay? And I would like to propose that you have a conversation regarding this situation. It will be a conversation between me right now and my future self. You know, the future self that has this pure heart. The future self that has imbibed this virtue. So let me converse. With my future self about that situation which is a little bit challenging right now. So I will explain to my future self how I feel, what kind of problem it is, maybe what, and then I can ask for advice. How would you handle this situation? What would you do in my situation? Please give me advice. Okay? So this is the way how we can then approach the situation, because actually we are capable of doing it. Because this is what we are, we just have to emerge these original qualities, as we have heard so much about already. So let us converse with our true self, the future self. It's like conversing with my inner wisdom. It's the voice of my inner wisdom, really. Okay? And this is a nice, maybe, thing to use. You got it? Like we get also many blessings. So let's put it in practice in this challenging situation. Okay? So take your pen and paper and write a dialogue, like a conversation. I have this problem, I feel like that. And ask what you would do. You mean the future self. Okay? So again, let's write it for 2-3 minutes. Is it clear? Yes? Okay. So we write, hello, my future self, pure-hearted self, full of joy in my case. How are you? I'm like that. How are you? This is what I face. What would you do? Or what have you done? Because actually I've passed it, right? I've done it. Converse with yourself. Om Shanti. How does it feel? How are you feeling? I'm surprised what I got, and actually it's what I needed for that situation. Very interesting. So I can become like that, no? It's good. Simple thing, but we make it practical. so many opportunities we have in this land of blessings. But blessing is for us to take, to imbibe, to become. Then only it makes sense to take a blessing, right? So then we can share it. So of course, I had too many things prepared. So I'm not going to burden you with all of that. We'll finish soon. But I have a homework for you. The homework for tonight is to write a letter to Baba. Because writing a letter is another way, very beautiful way, of journaling. I was thinking about it, and I really think it's one of the simplest and the most powerful thing we can do. To write a letter to Baba, and then to give our hand so Baba can write a letter to me. And this act of writing a letter depends my relationship with Baba. It makes it very tangible, practical, very real. It allows me to get to know Baba better. Like when I allow him to use my hand to write a letter to me, I get to know how he is. I get to know his sanskaras. Amazing, right? So I can learn from him in a practical way. And when we write a letter to Baba, miracles happen. Because Baba then accepts this letter, and he really makes it happen if we write it with our pure heart. So we can use this tool as much as we can, especially here. Very powerful and beautiful. What is there more beautiful? Of course, yoga is more beautiful, but when we write and then we read, wonderful. So it creates very close relationship with Baba. It makes it tangible, very practical. And we really then can get also answers to very deep questions that we can ask to Baba. He will answer to us. Maybe not immediately. Maybe next day in the Murli. Maybe after a few days from some angel that Baba will send to me. But he will reply. He will give an answer. So today, write a letter to Baba, but also allow him to write a letter to you. And then you continue. So the final thing I would like to ask you to do, after all these things, and also when you came here, you came with some aim, right? I think you all put some aim in front of you that you would like to achieve in Madhuban. So maybe now this aim got maybe deeper or broader, maybe not. But I would like you to take the piece of paper again that you have and draw a big heart. Maybe you still have one page that is blank? Because journaling is very much about clarifying my aim. To make it as much as possible clear, so then I can achieve it. If it's not clear, then even I don't know what I want to achieve, so even maybe Baba cannot help. I have to have my aim. So in this big heart that you drew, now write inside, what is the main theme for you for this stay in Madhuban, and what is your aim deep in the heart, in your pure heart? What aim do you have? One aim may be a bigger one, but may make also a more specific one, something what you can really see that you achieved while staying here. Just see what you would like to achieve with Baba's help in this pure atmosphere, in this powerful vibrations. So take a moment, think about it, and write it down. Is this clear? Is it okay? Yeah, it can be main, like theme, whatever is in your heart, but make it more. Aim higher, okay? So maybe general, bigger, and smaller. Just think, what is in your pure heart, what you would like to achieve, and write it down. So draw a big heart and write it inside. Okay? Have you written? So now, take your heart and fold it like this. Okay? Fold it inside. Okay? Keep it close to your heart and stand up. And now, I would like us to become angels. So what we will do, we will walk around as angels, and when we meet another angel, we give drishti and we open our hearts. So we can share what is in my heart, and then I can support the other angel, and the other angel will support me to achieve my aim in my heart. So we close, we walk, we meet, we open, we read, we acknowledge, and we move on. Okay? So we do it for a few minutes. We can have some nice music, like reflective music. Okay, clear? So in silence. And it doesn't matter that we maybe not understand what is written. It's okay. We catch the vibrations. And we send our support, our love. Okay? Because different languages, no problem. It's okay. So let's do it, okay? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So please come back to your seats. Om Shanti. How was it? It's nice, no? Trust, open, and then you receive so many blessings and help. So our time is up, as they say. I hope you got some ideas and some experiences that you can use in your time in Madhuban, so you can come closer to Baba and become better self, wonderful self, the best self. But this is not the end. You know, Baba is unlimited. His heart is unlimited. So his children prepared this very beautiful journal for those who come for the first time to Madhuban. Already yesterday we got another journal, right? So this is one more. So good. Baba is really looking after us very well. So everyone will receive this journal, and it is for first timers. And it's very beautiful. There will be different fragments from Murli's you can read, and then there are reflective questions. And this journal takes us like throughout the whole day, in the journey throughout the day of Brahmin life. So from Amritvela, Murli, during the day, eating, walking, meeting, we do with Baba, everything in Baba's company. So this is to remind us and to create this practice, right? So very beautiful. So you take it, please use it. And there is also a part about the ring ceremony, which is very new for you, so you can read it. And there will be also a special class before the ring ceremony. There is also a beautiful fragment about Baba's Milan, how to prepare for meeting Baba. Because even he doesn't come here, still we can experience him through the video. Actually, it is as it was real. It is real. So, very, very beautiful booklet prepared for our benefit. So you take it and then continue the most beautiful journey. So of course, if you need anything, if there will be some things that you would like to clarify, anything, you can ask us. Like yesterday it was said, also today I repeat, we are also here to support you in this journey. So never hesitate to come to anyone that you feel you would like to talk to. Okay? Baba is there, you are here. Enjoy Madhuban. Om Shanti.